John, here's something interesting. In Georgia, they've been voting since September 22nd. That means votes have been cast for either Barack Obama or John McCain. Interestingly enough, yesterday, the Georgia Secretary of State released some interesting numbers about voter registration, particularly 27%, a 27% increase in black voter registration, and not a similar rise in the white voter registration. And for more on what's happening in Georgia, we go to William Boone, a professor of political science at Clark University. Welcome back, Professor Boone.
Yeah, thanks for the invitation.
So tell us about these numbers released by the Secretary of State, a real big boom in voter registration in African American community.
Yes, that's correct. Black citizens have been registering in record numbers here in the state. You can trace it all the way back to the primaries, the Democratic primaries in particular. And those numbers actually, when we started out in Georgia, about 600,000 folk who were eligible to register and not registered, that number is almost cut in half now to about 300,000. And that's particularly evident in the black community, as you indicated. In the white community, it's the numbers just aren't that high.
Well, when you look at the actual raw numbers, it's almost even when you consider that there are far more whites in Georgia than African Americans. But you have 176,000 white voters, new voters added to the rolls there, and 164,000 white voters. How does that change the dynamic of the way that Barack Obama and John McCain campaign there? I mean, McCain is certainly way ahead in the polls, but do you think there's an added calculation to be made there for the Obama camp?
I think so. I think what's happening here, what the Obama camp is probably dependent upon and what others are looking at is whether or not the black turnout exceeds its normal turnout. In every county that we've, almost every county that we've looked at, it seems that there will be, they expect an increase in voter turnout. So a black turnout, let's say about 95% of turnout could help Obama a great deal. Certainly have to couple that with the fact that Obama will have to get a significant number of white votes, especially younger white voters, 18 to 29, pick up some of the Latino vote as well. But it does put him in position of getting a good shot at Georgia.
And what's interesting also is that the Secretary of State released numbers reflecting those who have already voted, saying that nearly 40% of the early ballots were from African Americans. Yeah. Is that, do you ever recall that happening? Because usually, no. Isn't it the other way around? African Americans wait until voting day.
No, in our recollection, that has never happened before since early voting has been around. And it's because black folk had generally even taken advantage of absentee voting when that was the norm. No, this is a different phenomenon. This is something different happening here. And the lines at the advanced voting facilities are very long. Folk are waiting in line as much as an hour or more, even at advanced voting.
Wow. How do you think the polls are missing some of these really interesting trends there, Ron?
Well, I think that's very easy because generally, as you know, polls that are taken are not taken necessarily of people who have never voted before. Usually in the African-American community, the number of African-Americans included in those polls is usually kind of a rough guess. Then we're talking about folk who have telephones who answered polling questions via the land phones, and that, too, is a problem. I think all of those are the kind of problems that we know are happening here in Georgia, and we're talking about young folk as well. So, and if we go to those polling, we've been to a couple of these advanced voting sites, and what you see are an interesting kind of phenomenon. You see a good number of elderly black folk, and you also see a good number of younger black folk as well. I mean, the other day we were looking, we saw young black mothers wheeling their children and baby carriages up there. And we also saw older black folk. In fact, we ran into one older black woman who indicated she looked to be about 70 years old, I would guess. And she indicated that this was her first time registering. In fact, yesterday was the last day they could register. And this is her first time registering, which I found rather interesting.
And, Professor, is there some great irony in the fact that the Obama campaign actually stopped running ads in Georgia and has pulled out some of their ground forces, thinking perhaps that John McCain was just too far ahead in the polls?
Yeah, that is a bit ironic. Although there are still some Obama forces here, you're quite right. He did pull back on some of them, and that is interesting because at the same time that that Obama pulled out, we now find that the Republican and Democratic candidates in the U.S. Senate race, Saxby Chambliss and Jim Martin. Jim Martin now is closing the gap on the Republican Saxby Chambliss. And there are a lot of things that are happening, George, I think that sometimes we're missing as well. The economy, of course, in the country at large is deteriorating, but especially so in the state of Georgia. You have a good number of companies pulling out of Georgia. As of August, the unemployment rate had reached 6%. Wow. So all these things seem to be coming together at this time, and it may well cause some of the folk who were going to stay home to come out and vote one way or the other.
William Boone, thanks for cluing us into what's happening there in Georgia.
Thank you.
William Boone is a professor of political science at Clark University.
And we're on down there at the Clark University Station. I wonder if you can extrapolate those figures to other states around Georgia.
We might have
to
check back in with him in a couple of weeks.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.